President Donald Trump's top health official is backing away from a presidential commission's proposal to declare a national public health emergency to address the opioid crisis. Aaron Payne reports on what this could mean for efforts in the Ohio Valley, a region with some of the country's highest addiction and overdose rates.
The top recommendation from President Trump's Commission on the Opioid Crisis was for the president to declare the crisis a national public health emergency. In an interim report released last month, the commission said that such a declaration would allow the administration to take direct action and pressure Congress to provide more funding. However, after a briefing Tuesday with the president, Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price downplayed the importance of an emergency declaration.
Much of it is being done without the declaration of a national emergency.
But addiction specialists in the Ohio Valley say any action being taken by the Department of Health and Human Services is not coming quickly enough. Public health nurse Lisa Roberts with the Portsmouth, Ohio Health Department says she believes a national emergency will increase relief for rural areas struggling to keep up with the crisis. For example, her department could use federal funding for more of the overdose reversal medication naloxone.
There's never been really any dedicated funding for naloxone here at my health department. It's always a struggle to come up with enough naloxone.
Other results of a declaration could include allowing states to declare themselves disaster zones to obtain more funding and waiving restrictions on the use of Medicaid to pay for addiction treatment in rural areas. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.